big secret. I just going to tell you that I keep my morning routine to keep my health or visualize my health.
Okay.
Many people put a too high goal that they cannot reach, so they get stressed. So they will have mental problem also, because you cannot balance if you don't have enough support. This is our product. This is our product. Okay. It's called Amino Vital. Amino Vital. It consists of BCAA. BCAA is a branched chained amino acid. Amino acid has many functions.
So if you lack of amino acid, what's happened? If you don't eat enough amino acid?
2030 roadmap, that we will become a well-being company in 2030. One is food and health. Second is healthcare.
Okay.
And green. Good for your planet, good for your body, sustainability products. So we will focus on these four areas. How can we do that? It's in progress right now. We want to become a well-being company focusing on these four areas.
I see. Yeah.
Mission to the moon. Continue with your mission.
ลาลามูฟบริการขนส่ง On Demand Delivery ช่วยคุณส่งของได้ทันทีตลอด24ชั่วโมงทั่วกรุงเทพมหานครปริมณฑลและใหม่ชลบุรีไม่ว่าจะส่งเอกสารชิ้นเล็กบอบบางหรือของชิ้นใหญ่อย่างเฟอร์นิเจอร์มีรถให้คุณเลือกมากกว่า8ประเภทไว้ใจลาลามูฟได้เลย
มิชชั่นทูเดอะมูนฟอรัม2024 Work Life Survival Guideคู่มือเอาชีวิตรอดสำหรับคนสู้งานสามารถซื้อบัตรร่วมงานได้แล้ววันนี้ทาง10 Event ครับเราทุกคนล้วนมีความฝันและเป้าหมายเป็นของตัวเองนะครับบางคนมีความฝันว่าอยากประสบความสำเร็จในชีวิตบางคนฝันว่าอยากมีครอบครัวที่อบอุ่นบางคนฝันถึงอาชีพการงานที่มั่นคงนะครับแต่บางครั้งเรานึกถึงเป้าหมายเนี่ยนะครับเราอาจจะนึกถึงชีวิตทำงานเรื่องความสำเร็จเรื่องเงินอะไรพวกนี้เนี่ยนะครับหลายครั้งเราลืมเรื่องที่สำคัญมากๆอย่างสุขภาพกันไปลองนึกดูนะครับว่าถ้าวันข้างหน้าเนี่ยเราประสบความสำเร็จในชีวิตมีหน้าที่การงานมีเงินเยอะแยะเลยนะฮะแต่ว่าสุขภาพกับย่ำแย่ลงเรื่อยๆเนี่ยจะเกิดอะไรขึ้นแน่นอนว่าความสุขในชีวิตของเราเนี่ยก็คงจะถดถอยลงไปเรื่อยๆนะครับเพราะว่าเราไม่สามารถทำอะไรได้ตามที่ใจต้องการเพราะว่าสุขภาพไม่เอื้ออำนวยนั่นเองดังนั้นแล้วถ้าอยากค้นพบความสุขที่แท้จริงของชีวิตเนี่ยผมคิดว่าเราต้องตั้งเป้าหมายเรื่องชีวิตแล้วก็เรื่องสุขภาพเนี่ยควบคู่กันไปนะครับวันนี้เราจะมาชวนคุยกันเรื่องนี้นะครับเป้าหมายด้านสุขภาพว่าจะตั้งเป้าหมายเรื่องนี้เนี่ยเราจะทำยังไงได้บ้างนะครับพร้อมกับสำรวจบทบาทของบริษัทระดับโลกอย่างอานิโยโมโตะด้วยนะครับที่เข้ามาพร้อมกับสโลแกนกินดีมีสุขหรือว่า eat well live well ที่พยายามผลักดันให้คนไทยตระหนักถึงเป้าหมายด้านสุขภาพมากขึ้นนะครับยังไม่หมดแค่นี้นะครับผมจะพาทุกท่านย้อนกลับไปทำความรู้จักทำความเข้าใจกับกรดอะมิโนที่เราเคยได้ยินมาตลอดเนี่ยว่ากรดอะมิโนเนี่ยจริงๆแล้วมีประโยชน์อะไรมีหน้าที่อะไรนะครับเพราะว่าทางอานิโยโมโตะเนี่ยเขากำลังให้ความสำคัญกับเรื่องกรดอะมิโนว่าจะมาช่วยให้สุขภาพของเราเนี่ยดีขึ้นได้ยังไงบ้างนะครับวันนี้ก็มีแขกรับเชิญสุดพิเศษเลยนะครับคุณนาชิโรสากากุระนะครับท่านเป็นกรรมการผู้จัดการใหญ่ของบริษัทอานิโยโมโตะประเทศไทยจำกัดนะครับ Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Ishiro Sakagura สวัสดีครับสวัสดีครับ Mr. Sakagura
สวัสดีครับ
Welcome to our studio
Thank you
And it was an honor to have you here
It's my honor too Thank you
Thank you very much I'm gonna start with this question first We normally have a lot of goals in our lives Of course career goals family goals, a lot of dreams, but not many people really, maybe they have health goals, but it's kind of usually come last. Maybe they set it up front, but in reality, you know, when a lot of work comes up, maybe a lot of nice TV series and cinemas and stuff, and, you know, maybe even parties. And health goal normally goes into the back of the priority list. Why do you think that happened in people's lives?
Well, actually, how do you put healthy or how do you put health is quite important, I think.
Yes.
When you think about health, I think there are two aspects. One aspect is physically health, healthy, and the another one is emotionally healthy. So putting a goal to your body is quite easy. For example, you want to decrease your weight or, I don't know, you want some blood pressure or something.
Mm.
Another part is emotion also. It is very difficult to put your emotional goal. But the point is, being healthy is not, how do you say, the situation that you are not sick. I think it's a balance between physical health and emotional health. So how to have balance, how to control your physical, how to control your emotion is the, how do you say, being healthy.
Mm.
So putting these things into a goal is quite difficult. That's why many people have problem in putting your health goals, I think.
Right.
So in question to your answer to your question, I can say that there is no such thing as health goal. It is about how to control your physical and emotion.
Mm.
So if I say it's a goal, goal is controlling your body and your mind.
I see. We're gonna try to elaborate that even furthermore. Now, in our society these days, we have a lot of stuff to do. I mean, work, of course, comes and takes maybe 8-10 hours a day, even on weekends sometimes.
Sure.
even though we don't want it, but sometimes we have work on weekends. And we in Bangkok, especially in Thailand, we even have traffic too, right? And we have a lot of stuff coming up. How do you balance? Do you think the pressure of work, both physical as well as emotional as well? I think work comes emotionally tolls as well, right?
Sure.
It just comes together. What is the method that you're using to balance this?
Okay. I'm already 60 years old.
Oh.
So I'm...
You look younger.
Thank you very much. And I'm now responsible for 10 countries in ASEAN region, Asia region. So control my health is like part of my work.
Okay.
So during, from 12 years ago, I have been assigned to some important position in our affiliates. So I took really care of my health. It's not a big secret. I'm just going to tell you that I keep my morning routine to keep my health or visualize my health.
Okay.
For example, almost every day, I wake up around 4:30 to 5 a.m. and open my curtain. And after that, I go straight to the scale, weight, and I see my weight. My average weight is around 63.5 to 64.5, which is BMI of 22 or 21. A little bit thin than normal, because normal is 25.
Right.
So if I'm more than 64 or something, I plan myself, okay, today I'm going to do this exercise and I'm going to eat less, for example.
Mm.
If I'm less than 63, I really eat more and keep my weight in that position. So in the morning, I see myself, I visualize myself by the weight first. And after that, I brush my teeth. And after that, I do yoga for 15 to 30 minutes, depends. The reason why I do yoga is yoga is a mix of stretch and a little bit of muscle training. So to do that, I can realize myself that today I'm not so tired. I can stretch more or I have more physical strength. And in the meantime, in parallel, when you do yoga, you can focus on yoga. But if I have something on my mind, I cannot focus on yoga. So doing yoga is like keeping, visualizing myself, the physical condition and the emotional condition together. And I take a shower, I take a good breakfast and go to work or start working. So this is my routine. So if this routine is jeopardized by some other things, for example, I didn't have time to do yoga, which means that my balance will be a little bit unbalanced between my emotion and the physical. So that's the secret of controlling my emotion and physical.
Mm.
This is I only do that.
Oh, okay. But these days, the whole world, we're facing a lot of crises.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is happened to be health,
mm-hmm.
not just physical health, mm-hmm. also emotional health
sure.
as well. Maybe physical health, we eradicate some of the diseases, but okay. we also have new ones as well.
Uh-huh.
Obesity is one of them, for example.
Sure.
And we also have mental issues,
yes.
a lot of mental issues,
yes.
right?
Yes.
These days people have... We have like new vocabulary, like burnout, like, you know, stuff. a lot of things that don't have 30 years back.
Sure.
What do you think created the mental health that is expanding these days for this generation?
I think how to put goal or visualize what you want to achieve is quite important.
Mm.
If your goal is too high in anything. For example, I'm just a businessman. So next year I want to be a lawyer. This is a goal that is almost unreachable.
Mm.
But the point is how to put a goal that is reachable and practical, but challenging is quite important.
Okay.
So if you put something very high that is unreachable, you have to have a very good outlook and support. If you get good support and good outlook, maybe this goal is achievable.
Mm.
So how to set the goal itself is quite important, I think. Many people put a too high goal that they cannot reach, so they get stressed.
Mm.
So they will have mental problem also because you cannot balance your, if you don't have enough support, or you don't have good outlook, it's not reachable. So in my sense, how to put what you want to achieve in your life, anything, is the key, I think.
Mm. Very interesting. So where do you set your goals is quite important.
Yes.
Looking backwards to
yes.
you know, your yeah. mental and physical health
yes.
as well.
Both things. For example, I weigh like 63 right now. But I want to be a boxer and lose weight like 10 kilos in 2 days. That's impossible, right?
Mm.
So how to put a real realistic but reachable but challenging goal is the key, I think.
I think that is it's a very good thought. I think a lot of people probably have problem from that point
yes,
as well. Now I'm going to shift to Anijomoto. I know that you guys are expert in amino acid, but I'm not. So can you give me details of what actually an amino acid
okay.
is? And what does amino acid concerns our health?
Okay. When we talk about amino acids, it sounds like, is it sour or something, right?
Right
because it's
right.
acid. But the point is, if you look at your body, your body consists of 50% water and 20% proteins. Do you know what proteins are made of?
My science is very bad. So
proteins are made of 20 types of amino acids. Amino acid is a source of proteins, so it's quite important.
Mm.
And that's why 20% consists 20% of your body consists of amino acid. And these amino acids have many functions. For example, controlling your body, moving your body, or adjusting something in your body. So each amino acid has many functions. As you know, glutamic acid itself is a source of umami. Do you know umami?
That's flavor that makes the taste very good, right?
Yeah, the fifth flavor.
Fifth flavor.
This is amino acid also.
Mm.
So amino acid has many, many functions in your body. This is our product. This is our product.
Okay.
It's called AminoVital. AminoVital, it consists of BCAA. BCAA is a branched chained amino acid.
Mm.
It's a compound of three amino acids. One is called valine.
Mm.
Second is called leucine.
Mm-hmm.
And third is called isoleucine.
Okay.
This three is called BCAA.
BCAA.
Right. It's the, how do you say, BCAA is the, how do you say, the source of muscle. Muscle.
When you create muscle.
BCAA is fundamental for your muscle.
Mm.
So this product is consists of BCAA.
May I look at this?
Yeah,
one?
Sure.
Okay.
And many athletes right now, do a lot of exercise.
Workout, yes.
And they get fatigue in their muscle. And this is lacking amino acid in the muscle itself. Right. So they take this in order to, absorb more amino acid to your body, which is very important for your muscle.
Oh.
So these are for athletes right now who are doing running or who do marathon. Many people are using this product.
I see.
So amino acid has many, many, many functions.
Mm.
Depending on the necessity of each person, what to take is a little bit different.
I see.
And another thing is, since the body consists of 20% of proteins, these amino acids are used for pharmaceutical use also.
Mm.
Many medicines or IVs also have amino acids. So going back to amino acid, you are made of amino acid.
Mm. So it's necessary for all functions in the body, right? Building muscles and for your brain as well, I think.
Yes.
And a lot of stuff. So if you lack of amino acid, what's happened? If you don't eat enough amino acid?
It's very difficult to explain. But if you lack amino acid, your body will feel the necessity of the protein itself. So if this amino acid level goes down, your body will not function properly.
Mm.
So taking proteins and taking amino acids itself will maintain your body. Maybe you will feel when you do a marathon, you get fatigue.
Yeah.
Fatigue. You get tired. Your endurance goes down.
Mm.
That means your amino acid level is going down.
Yes.
When you get tired, this is the lack of amino acid also. Sometimes just sleep also.
Back to the company. Ajomoto, we always hear this slogan, eat well, live well.
Yes.
It's a nice slogan, but I think there's philosophy behind it as well. Can you go to the philosophy for us?
This philosophy is initially occurred before the foundation, I think, before the foundation of the company itself.
Right.
Our company started with monosodium glutamate, MSG, umami seasoning. This umami seasoning, umami is, the base is glutamic acid. Glutamic acid is a source of umami.
Mm.
Dr. Kikunae Ikeda, Dr. Ikeda, discovered this umami, glutamic acid. He had a dream 120 years ago that he wanted to make Japanese nutrition status a little bit better. If the nutrition status of Japanese get improve, they can have more exercise, they can have more better life. So that's why he wanted to make Japanese more healthy. This was his dream. And when he was eating, there's a dish called yudofu. Yudofu is tofu with broth of kelp, seaweed.
Mm.
Seaweed. He questioned to himself, when he was eating, that yudofu was very delicious, but it's not salty, It's not sour. It's not bitter or anything else. There was something inside this brush of kelp. So he dig into it and found out that it was glutamic acid from kelp. This discovery was one of the biggest discovery in Japan. And our founder, Mr. Suzuki, found out this and transformed into monosodium glutamate.
Mm.
So the point is, this Dr. Ikeda wanted the people to be more healthy. If you have health, you have better life.
Mm.
So from the foundation itself, it's eat well, live well.
And this was how many years back?
120.
120 years back.
Around 120 years.
Coming back to the company, looking forward into the future, what is Anijomoto want to accomplish in terms of as a global company?
Since last year, we changed our vision to become a well-being company.
Mm.
It's like a purpose right now.
Right.
So how to create well-being for human, for society, and for planet.
Mm.
So we had made a plan. It's not a plan. It's called a roadmap.
Roadmap.
2030 roadmap that we will become a well-being company in 2030. And we defined our, product portfolio in four areas. One is food and health. Second is healthcare. Mm-hmm. Food and health and healthcare is a little bit different.
Yes.
ICT, which is Ajinomoto build up film.
Okay.
And green. Green is good for your planet, good for your body, sustainability products.
Mm.
So we will focus on these four areas. How can we do that is in progress right now. So it's not only a, amino acid company. It's not only a food company. We want to become a well-being company focusing on these four areas.
I see. Speaking of well-being, in Thailand, we have one health issues that happens to a lot of problem, which is not enough protein intake, or you can say low protein intake. So how can amino acid help Thais to, eat well, live well?
Actually, protein intake itself of Thailand, it's not so low when we compare from other countries. The reason is, of course, protein as protein is not so big, but you take a lot of proteins from your rice.
Right.
Rice has proteins also.
Uh-huh.
So the appropriate amount is not so high as other countries. However, the protein intake has not so much problem. But the point is, from the difference between proteins and amino acid is when you eat proteins, in order to become amino acid, you have to have 3 to 4 hours.
Okay.
3 to 4 hours.
For digestion.
Mm. And become amino acid.
Okay.
But if you take amino acid directly, you can absorb this amino acid in 30 minutes.
I see.
So this is the big difference.
Uh-huh.
So many people have problem in digestion sometimes. Or elderly people does not eat so much.
Mm.
Maybe this kind of intake of amino acid itself directly will help.
I see.
Correctly.
Okay. So if it's go through a normal process in the body, it needs about 4 hours.
3 to 4 hours, depends.
Something to break down, I see.
So for example, if you want to have a amino acid score in your blood high, you have to eat something like 3 or 4 hours prior to what you are going to do with good proteins.
Mm.
With good proteins.
What is good protein?
Good quality proteins.
Good quality protein. I see.
It can be meat or it can be milk or cheese or whatever.
Mm.
But if you want to make your amino acid content in your blood in a, how do you say, instantly, taking amino acid is much more effective. That's why athletes take this.
Interesting. I should do that too. this looks like a very good product. Now, I think Japan and Thailand, we have similar situations in terms of population aging, right? So we are aging society.
Yes.
So health issues gonna be, you know, much more important 5-10 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
What is your concept of good health as you age? And how can we achieve that as a society?
Okay. We would like to contribute to the aging society of Thailand. So let me use this clip to explain what will cause aging. Okay.
คือภาพนี้เนี่ยนะครับเขาพยายามจะอธิบายความสำคัญของอะมิโนแอซิดนะครับเวลาเราอายุมากขึ้นเนี่ยนะครับก็คือ aging เนี่ยนะฮะมันก็จะมี2ทางใหญ่ๆอะไรเงี้ยนะครับถ้าเกิดว่าเรากินอาหารดีได้รับสารอาหารครบถ้วนนะครับแล้วก็มีการออกกำลังกายอย่างเหมาะสมเนี่ยนะครับเราก็จะเป็นสิ่งที่เรียกว่า good aging ก็คือการสูงอายุอย่างมีคุณภาพนะฮะซึ่งอันนี้เนี่ยก็จะสามารถทำให้ชีวิตเนี่ยคล่องแคล่วนะครับเดินเหินสบายจะไปเที่ยวจะไปอะไรก็ได้สมองก็จะดีด้วยนะครับทีนี้เนี่ยหากว่าไม่นะครับมันก็จะมีอยู่2อย่างนะครับอันที่1ก็คือกินเยอะไปนะฮะ over nutrition นะฮะแล้วก็ออกกำลังกายน้อยเกินไปนะครับอันนี้ก็จะเป็นโรคที่เรียกว่าพวก metabolic syndrome นะฮะพวกโรคเบาหวานโรคความดันอะไรพวกนี้นะครับซึ่งก็จะทำให้เข้าสู่สุขภาพที่ไม่ดีนะในรูปแบบหนึ่งเดี๋ยวเราจะอธิบายต่อว่าเป็นยังไงนะครับในแต่ในอีกรูปแบบหนึ่งที่คนอาจจะนึกถึงน้อยกว่าก็คือการทานสารอาหารไม่เพียงพอแล้วก็ออกกำลังกายไม่เพียงพอด้วยแบบนี้ร่างกายเราเนี่ยจะเปราะบางนะครับเปราะบางทั้งในเรื่องของเชิงสภาพจิตใจด้วยเปราะบางในร่างกายด้วยนะครับแล้วก็มีโอกาสที่จะเปราะบางในเชิงของสังคมด้วยเพราะว่าถ้าเกิดว่าเราป่วยเราอะไรอย่างเงี้ยเราก็จะไม่ค่อยออกไปเจอคนหรือไม่ค่อยออกไปทำกิจกรรมต่างๆนะครับทีนี้มันก็จะมีอยู่3ส่วนที่สำคัญถ้าเกิดว่าสุขภาพเราไม่ดีเนาะมันจะมี3ส่วนที่ต้องระวัง1คือกระดูกนะครับ2คือกล้ามเนื้อและ3ก็คือข้อต่างๆนะครับถ้าสมมุติว่ากระดูกของเราเนี่ยนะฮะมีมวลที่ลดลงเนี่ยนะครับเราก็มีโอกาสที่จะล้มง่ายนะครับล้มง่ายก็อาจจะเกิดการบาดเจ็บนะครับหรือกล้ามเนื้อไม่แข็งแรงนะครับก็มีโอกาสที่จะล้มง่ายเช่นกันนะครับหรือว่าถ้าเกิดว่ามีปัญหาเรื่องข้อเข่าเนี่ยมันก็จะทำให้เราเคลื่อนตัวน้อยลงนะครับแล้วก็จะเป็นวงจรแบบเนี้ยวนไปวนมาอยู่แบบนี้การที่เราเคลื่อนตัวน้อยลงออกกำลังกายน้อยลงเนี่ยนะครับก็เป็นสาเหตุที่ทำให้ทุกอย่างมันเสื่อมลงเช่นกันปกติเนี่ยกล้ามเนื้อของคนเรามันจะเสื่อมลงอยู่แล้วนะครับตามวัยถ้าเกิดว่าไม่ได้ดูแลไม่ได้ทำเวทเทรนนิ่งต่างๆนานาพวกนี้นะครับทีนี้ทั้งหมดทั้งมวลนี้เนี่ยถ้าเกิดว่าเราพูดถึงการล้มนะถ้าล้มปุ๊บเนี่ยนะครับการล้มในวัยผู้ใหญ่เนี่ยถือว่าเป็นเรื่องที่ใหญ่มากเพราะว่ามันจะทำให้ต้องบางทีต้องนอนติดเตียงนะพอต้องนอนติดเตียงปุ๊บเนี่ยนะครับร่างกายมันก็วีคไปเลยบางคนนอนติดเตียง3เดือนนี่ป่วยเป็นโรคนู้นโรคนี้จากแค่ล้มอย่างเดียวเนี่ยนะฮะก็เป็นนู่นนี่เต็มไปหมดอันนี้ไม่นับการล้มแล้วไปโดนศีรษะหรือโดนอะไรที่มันเป็นส่วนที่อันตรายของร่างกายด้วยเพราะฉะนั้นการที่จะทำให้เราอายุเยอะขึ้นนะครับแล้วก็สุขภาพดีเนี่ยมันก็ต้องประกอบไปด้วยทั้ง2อย่างก็คือออกกำลังกายด้วยนะครับแล้วก็เรื่องของสารอาหารที่ครบถ้วนด้วยนั่นเอง
in global study one amino acid calledLeucine is quite effective for muscles. It not only, do you remember BCAA?
Yes.
BCAA is a 3 amino acid. One of BCAA is leucine also. So leucine helps build muscles and promote making muscle as well.
Okay.
So it has 2 functions. So how to take good leucine will preventthis sarcopenia. We are focusing on that thing.
I see. Okay. I think we have a lot of knowledge today. You give me slightly memories of my science class as well, which I of course forget all of it already. I mean, in the past. So this kind of refreshing a lot. And we have talked a lot about aging well, healthy aging, and I think health is much more important than the numbers on your how old are you, right? Yes. The healthy part that is very important. So, some last recommendations to people who are we are getting older every day. Uh-huh. How do we, in generally speaking, how do we keep us healthier and maybe even younger a little bit?
Oh yeah,
young at heart at least.
Okay. I recommend three things. This is a little bit of a repeat of what I have said.
Okay.
Number one is I strongly recommend to receive checkup, health checkup, real health checkup, like which needs a half day or something. Not the conventional one.
Not the half an hour one.
Yes. Mm. The reason why I'm saying is, as I have been saying, visualization of your body itself is the start. Mm. You have to measure or you have to have evaluation of your body. So in order to evaluate yourself, I strongly recommend go to your checkup and visualize yourself.
I see.
That's number one. Mm. Number two is, it's not a good thing. You question to yourself, are you happy?
Mm.
Am I happy? Are you stressed? Am I stressed or not? This question to yourself every day is quite important. So if you are really stressed or if you're not happy, I go back to what I have said. Is my goal too high?
Mm.
Am I getting good support from others? How's your outlook? These three items. Mm. Objective, your goal, outlook, and your support.
Mm.
If you are really stressed, if you're not really happy, maybe you need a good support.
Mm.
But if you are really happy, maybe these three things are well balanced. So question to yourself, are you happy? Am I stressed or not? This is the second one. The third one is eat well and have good exercise. Anything is okay.
Yeah.
But the point is, do it every day.
Right.
Every day.
Mm.
Three times a week will become one time a week and maybe zero times.
Yes.
If it becomes a routine of your daily routine, you cannot miss.
Mm.
So you cannot do a big thing. So small things first, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, anything. If you keep on doing these exercises and good nutrition, these are the start of your healthy life. So at last, eat well, live well, and be happy.
Wow. Oh, I think this is one of the best closing I ever had. Thank you so much, Mr. Sagagurath, for having me, for being here today. And we are so glad to having you at our studio today. Thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
สำหรับวันนี้นะครับต้องขอขอบคุณคุณอิชิโร่ซากากุระเป็นอย่างมากเลยนะครับที่ท่านให้เกียรติมาพูดคุยกับเราในวันนี้ผมเชื่อว่าผู้ฟังทุกท่านเนี่ยคงจะได้ความรู้ใหม่ๆเกี่ยวกับการตั้งเป้าหมายเรื่องสุขภาพแล้วก็เรื่องที่ควรจะต้องทำนะครับกลับไปหลายประเด็นเลยทีเดียวโดยเฉพาะตอนสรุปเนี่ยผมว่าดีมากนะครับสำหรับวันนี้ผมต้องขอตัวลาไปก่อนแล้วเราพบกันใหม่ในเอพิโซดต่อไปนะครับสวัสดีครับสมัครสมาชิก Mission Club YouTube Membership นะครับราคาเริ่มต้นเพียง50บาทมีสิทธิพิเศษมากมายเฉพาะสมาชิกเท่านั้นกดสมัครอ่านรายละเอียดได้ใต้คลิปเลยนะครับขอบคุณครับ
Mission to the Moon Continue with your mission
Lala Move บริการขนส่ง On Demand Delivery ช่วยคุณส่งของได้ทันทีตลอด24ชั่วโมงทั่วกรุงเทพมหานครปริมณฑลและใหม่ชลบุรีไม่ว่าจะส่งเอกสารชิ้นเล็กบอบบางหรือของชิ้นใหญ่อย่างเฟอร์นิเจอร์เรียกรถและติดตามการขนส่งแบบเรียลไทม์ผ่านแอปพลิเคชัน Lala Move แล้วได้เลย